This is the best stuff.
Straight from the Merrickville Catch Up Podcast.
Such a good show. I'd listen to that.
Download it from the Triple M app.
Now, Liam, I know that we've set a little quiz for today.
Well, yeah, we have, but it's just you. It's essentially just testing you.
Why?
Because
there's no one else here.
Well, okay, because there's no one else here. Because I said to Tony Martin, would you mind hanging around for an hour? And he said, absolutely not. Yeah.
Kerfuffle yourself. That's the name of your book.
Yeah, Deadly Kerfuffle.
Out now.
The story has come out today, Mez, that nursery rhymes are dying. Nursery rhymes, because of iPads and high-tech toys and the like, the traditional nursery rhyme is dying out.
Kids' nursery rhyme.
Baba Black Sheep.
Yeah, they're dying out.
I can't remember them.
Well, then you're not going to go well in this quiz.
No, that's why I went silent there for a little bit. I went, oh, that's right. There's one that I get halfway through and I can't. I just try to have to make up the rest of the.
Well, this will be fun then, because basically you're going to have to tell me the next line of these well-known nursery rhymes.
Mate, I'm going to give it a crack.
All right. Do you know what else is quite funny?
When I come to the stop,
you continue.
Is any of the answer, just tell me now, is any of them going to be, this is a wicked track?
No.
Oh,
no. Do you know what, just quickly, and this is kind of sad, funny, but Maddie White, who was an only child, no, he was the youngest child. Is that right, producer Maddie?
Yeah.
Youngest child?
Yeah, they didn't care about me.
He doesn't know any nursery rhymes because his parents were overtelling them by the time he was born.
None of them.
How many kids in your family, Maddie?
Four.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't understand why they gave up on you. I mean, it's fairly evident now and it explains a lot, but...
They used to dress me up as a girl called Sarah when I'd go and collect pizza as well. It's another story.
It's got real. Barry's actually speechless.
No. 133-53. Did your parents dress you up as a girl? Did your parents dress you up as a boy?
We can save the nursery rhyme quiz for tomorrow.
Did they dress you up just because they felt like it? We can do that as well if you like, but Maddie, no, fair dinkum, what did they make you wear?
Like this, well, I got a photo.
Why haven't I not seen this?
A white dress, and then when the pizza delivery guy would turn up, I'd have to pull $20 out of my top and hand it to the pizza guy.
I'm so sorry. What the?
What?
Fair dinkum. I wish you could all see my face now. It's a cross between shock and delight. Because
they were disappointed that I turned out to be a boy. They wanted a girl called Sarah.
How old were you when you were wearing this dress, Sarah?
Six.
Six? And you
Six
have to pay the pizza guy like you're a hooker?
Yes.
What is going on in your household?
Did you get
mate?
Some extra garlic bread?
Hang on. Who in your family is saying, I've just ordered capricciosa, Sarah, Sarah... Put a $20 note down the front of your dress. Wear that white dress to the door and give it to the pizza man. Okay? Do as you're told. Do as you're told, Spudo. Is that what happened?
Pretty much. They just didn't care about me. I'm just going to cry.
He's visibly shocked. Oh, this is not.
You brought up really tough.
He's turned the phones off. Yeah. Man. The phones are off. He's turned them off. He's blocked the call so no one can call through. If your parents dressed you... As a boy or
I'll
a girl,
what,
of the opposite. If your parents dressed you in the opposite sex of the clothes, just because they felt like it, I want to hear from you. 133-53, right. Maddie. I'm not finished with you. Hang on a second. When did they stop dressing you as Sarah?
Probably
when he outgrew the white dress.
Yeah, it was. I remember doing it a lot.
Did you? Okay. And was it always the same white dress?
Yes.
And when did they stop when you got your period?
Oh, Mary. All right, 133-53. If your parents dressed you as a girl or as the opposite gender, give us a call. We'll save the nursery rhyme quiz for tomorrow.
Great to have you company, Sydney. This show just does my mind in sometimes in a really great way. Okay, so we were going to talk about nursery rhymes or something like that, and then we got on to how sad my producer Maddie's life is. Maddie, why? Why? You one of four children, the last child, and...
I didn't get any nursery rhymes read to me.
That's not the part I'm talking about, mate. Let's get to the part where your parents dressed you as a girl in a white dress and they called you Sarah.
Yeah, because they wanted a girl.
Yeah, but you're a boy, mate. You are such a boy. You've got a beard and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah's a very unattractive woman right now.
And what happened when the pizza arrived?
I'd have to pull $20 out of my top and hand it to the delivery guy.
Out of your top or out of your dress?
Dress thing, whatever it was.
It was a dress.
It was a white dress.
It was a white dress.
What happened?
So your parents dressed you like the woman in the Flake ad, old reference, but a good one. and then you had to pay the pizza guy like you were a hooker.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask, what happened if there was change?
Where did he put that, Maddie? Did you have a coin slot? Did you?
I don't know.
Did you have to push your boobs together?
I don't know.
Have you addressed this with your parents?
You used to remind me of my older brothers. He used to do the same thing, just laugh at me. Anyway, give me the calls. There's some good stories. I'm not the only one.
We put this in the call out 133353 if your parents dressed you as the opposite sex when you were a kid. And Russell from Camera has called in. Go, Russell.
Yeah, g'day. I'm last of four, three older sisters. When I was born, I was a bit premmy, and my head was the size of a tennis ball, and the clothes they had for me were too big. So my eldest sister offered her doll's clothes to dress me up in to take me home.
Oh, no. Russell, you're dressed as a Cabbage Patch Kid.
That's about it. The other thing, when I was young, because the three girls were before me, Mum decided not to buy me undies, so...
Russell, no!
Yeah, I know, it's terrible. I wore thrilly undies from 1960 to 1968.
8 years in knickers.
Yeah, and I would have stayed in them, but Billy Templeton at school saw my thrills hanging out of my shorts one day. And he said, "You've got girls' bloody pants on." So I ran home, and Mum said, "We'll go and get you some green line jockeys."
Russell, I'm not even kidding, mate. I'm borderline in tears. Like, Liam's laughing his ass off, and normally I'd be doing that, but I feel so sad.
Yeah, Miz, there's another sort of bit. I went for a job not that long ago, and the guy had a pretty husky voice, the guy that was interviewing me, a big sort of bloke, and he sort of learned a bit about me and asked me about, you know, the family and whatever, and he... found out that I had three older sisters and a few funny things that have happened to me, of which he asked. And he said, "Well, it's a bloody wonder you're not batting for the other side." And I said to him, "Well, Bob, you're a very attractive man. How do you know I'm not?"
And?
Did you get the job?
Oh, I went down the coast that afternoon and he rang me up and he said, "You've got the gig."
Oh, that's all kind of worked
weird.
Out. Well... I had to wear girls' knickers for 8 years.
We've got time for one more call.
I can't believe this is the only time I've been completely knocked ass about by my own talkback topic. Michaela in Coogee. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
Great to have you on the show. All right, you got a story about parents dressing child as the opposite sex just because they felt like it?
Yeah, so sort of. So I grew up next door to my boyfriend and we moved in next door to each other when we were three years old. And the first time he met my parents, he was actually playing dress-ups with his sister and he came outside in a dress. So the first time my boyfriend met my parents was when he was in a dress.
So when he was three, he was dressed up as a girl as three. So here's the thing, right? This is not about, you know, gender dysmorphia. This is not about, you know, trans, this or trans. It's got nothing to do with it. This is about parents just dressing up their children as the opposite gender because they think it's kind of amusing.
Yep, pretty much.
I don't even know what to say. It's not right. It's not right. It's not
and
right.
And the funny thing was it was a white dress as well.
It's like always a white dress. What is it with these parents? Maddie had a white dress, Michaela. And look what's happened to him. Thank you so much for calling. I can't believe that we've got so many calls for this.
We're going to go.
No, we don't.
We have
one
to
more
go.
Real quick. Chris, can we get to Chris real quick?
It's going to be super quick.
Chris, fire away, mate. Go.
How are you guys?
Very good.
So, yeah, my little brother and I and a couple of mates, we used to play dress-ups as superheroes.
Yeah.
So the mates and I, we'd all choose, you know, Superman, Batman,
yeah,
Spider-Man, that sort of thing. But yeah. Little brother, if it wasn't pink and frilly, he wasn't interested. So it was always Little Bo Peep, Little Miss Muffet, or he always wanted to be the little damsel in distress.
Mate, I'm cool with that, Chris, because that's his choice. That's okay. He's had a say in that. Maddie, my producer, his parents made him dress like he was a woman from a 90s, like some sort of 18th century novel.
We're going to call him Producer Sarah from now on.
Oh my God. Anne of Green Gables.
The best stuff from the Merrickville Catch-Up Podcast.
Get it from the Triple M app.
104.9 Triple M.